Francine Duplessis-Gray is a contributor to The New Yorker magazine. Throughout her long career, she's also written many novels and works of nonfiction, including a biography of the Marquis de Sade. Now Duplessis-Gray has turned her attention to subjects closer to home. Her new memoir of her parents is called Them. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Of course, it reads like a Russian novel. How many times in the coming weeks will reviewers like me grab hold of that cliché to give a shorthand sense of the dazzling too-muchness of Francine Duplessis-Gray's memoir, Them, subtitled A Memoir of Parents? In addition to the fact that the two main players in this saga are Russian émigrés, whose tangled lives and loves toss them across the map of continental Europe, there's also the Tolstoy touch here, where history cruelly intrudes, in the form of the Russian Revolution and World War II, upon the affairs of the heart. And then there's the eccentricity of character. Most families may have one odd duck. Duplessis-Gray can boast a whole flock. Take the gambling grandfather who once designed opera houses for the Tsar, and then, after the revolution, moved to upstate New York to work for the rest of his life on a Kodak assembly line. Or the gypsy step-grandmother who, well into her 60s, hungrily picked up men for one-night stands. And the parents, particularly the parents. In keeping with the hectic excess of the world she resurrects, Duplessis-Gray memorializes not two, but three parents. Her biological father, Bertrand Duplessis, who was a hero of de Gaulle's Free French forces, died in the summer of 1940 when his fighter plane was shot down over the Mediterranean. The man who would become her stepfather, Alexander Alex Lieberman, had been having an affair with Francine's legendary beauty of a mother, Tatiana, who claimed descent from Genghis Khan. She'd also been the muse of the Russian Revolution's greatest poet, Vladimir Mayakovsky. When France fell to the Nazis, Alex, Tatiana, and Francine fled to New York City, where Alex went on to reign for decades as the editorial director of the Condé Nast publishing empire, and Tatiana became Tatiana of Saks, a famous women's hat designer at a time when hats still mattered. In their Upper East Side townhouse throughout the 1950s and 60s, they presided over power parties that included famous friends like Marlene Dietrich, Greta Garbo, Salvador Dali, Christian Dior, and Coco Chanel, as well as other friends who Alex and Tatiana ruthlessly dropped when they were no longer useful. And what of young Francine? She went on not only to become, as we know, a famous writer— all the principal players in this memoir are famous for something or other, but to survive growing up in the savage company of her erratically loving, yet fundamentally narcissistic, larger-than-life parents. Clearly, Duplessis-Gray doesn't have to venture farther than her own cosmopolitan backyard to dig up fabulous stories of romance, deceit, and grief. But though her family lore is intrinsically fascinating, it's Duplessis-Gray's sensibility, her weathered intelligence as a writer, that really makes this memoir more than a curious who-was-who list of the 20th century beau monde. Reading it made me think that perhaps all writers should be required to wait until, ideally, they attain the classical distance of old age, Duplessis-Gray is in her 70s, before they start in on their parents in print. In her introduction, Duplessis-Gray says that she strove for a compassionate severity in recalling Tatiana and Alex, and that superb phrase characterizes her tone throughout. For instance, one telling detail among the thousands that she reveals about her mother really stayed with me. During her heyday, Tatiana was famous throughout New York society for a stunningly huge ring composed of a mound of rubies resembling a bishop's crozier. After her mother's death, Duplessis-Gray had her jewelry evaluated and discovered that the outrageous ruby ring was nothing but a pile of garnets. Social climber, pretender, generous and hard-working career woman who hoodwinked a fashion world in which appearances were all, Tatiana, like most people, just more so, was a nest of contraries. To her credit, Duplessis-Gray grants Tatiana and Alex and all her outsized subjects here an unruly and, yes, an occasionally repugnant humanness. You wouldn't have wanted to have lived with them. But oh, what brazenly big lives they led.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Them, A Memoir of Parents by Francine Duplessis Gray.